przyjaciele Bóg.
And God wanted you to be here today.
Dobrze zaszło w Medjugorje.
That's why. Welcome to Medjugorje.
To miejsce.
To this holy place.
I na montaje, to nie
where God is giving us so many graces, so many gifts.
I za to ich pozdrawiam na prawej ręce, bo jest wolę o prawej ręce chwała.
And that's why I'm inviting each one of you to say these words. May these become the first words you are going to say here. Thank you.
Chwała Ty, Gospodine, na Sichowi 36 godzina.
Thank you, Lord, for all these 36 years.
Chwała Ty, Gospodine, że rozpuszczasz nasze majce, da bude z nami 36 godzina.
Thank you, Lord, for letting our mother to spend these 36 years with us. And we can see how great the love of God is towards
us.
For 36 years, God has been letting our lady to be with us. But at the same time, we are able to see how great the love of our lady is. Just imagine, 36 years.
36 godina Boska nam kaže da je
djeca. For 36 years our lady has been telling us, dear children.
Kao što jedna majka kaže svome djetetu.
As a mother says to her child.
Evo, ja sam otac troje djece.
And I am a father of three children.
Neiskreno ih volim.
And I love them enormously.
Oni su jedan veliki dar.
And they are a great gift from God to
me.
And each day I desire to show them my love. I want to hug them, I want to kiss them. Even they do not want me to do so. Because they all know
that.
But you see, I want to show my love towards them. And this is what Our Lady has been doing with all of us here. And just before the words Our Lady said, if all of you know how much I love you, you will cry for joy. Then we have to wonder, how much love we have towards Our Lady. Towards our mother. And did we respond to her call? And you see, I'm not able to explain Medjugorje to you. Because you cannot describe Medjugorje with the words. One needs to experience Medjugorje with one's heart. Because Medjugorje are not the visionaries. Medjugorje are not all these hotels which you see around. Or the restaurant or the gift shops. I don't see these things at all. I want to watch Medjugorje in a different way. Because I want to see Medjugorje with my heart. And that's why I'm asking you. Start your pilgrimage with a pure heart. And that means the sacrament of reconciliation. And it is beautiful to hear when they say, Medjugorje is the confessional of the world. This is the place where we leave all our sins. We leave everything what is stopping us to get closer to God. To get closer to Our Lady. And God gave us our priest. And they agreed it. And for them, we are set free from our sins. And then we become free. And what is the most beautiful thing in life? It means to be free. It means to be free within our hearts. And that's the only way we are able to understand and to live in Medjugorje. And the next step. And the next step is a step Our Lady has repeated so many times in her messages here. Dear children, it is enough that you surrender to me your hearts, and I will do all the rest. And you are here in Medjugorje now. And you can hear many testimonies. And many of these testimonies are going to help you in a way. But what is the most beautiful thing? The most beautiful thing is a personal meeting with God here. And that's why I say to each pilgrim, let's spend more time in prayer here in
Medjugorje.
Let us stay sometimes in the silence, alone. And that moment, place our hearts and our lives in God's hands. And we can say in a simple way, yes, Lord, here I am. I'm giving you my life. Because from this very moment I desire that my life becomes life united with you. And I can give my personal testimony.
Yes,
and you know, I can tell you, I spent my childhood with Our Lady. And that is really special. Of course, that is a great gift. It's a great grace. And you realize that life without God is not life. And it really doesn't matter how many problems or crosses you carry through your life. You will always be able to feel the strength of God. You will always feel how God is close to you. And you will never feel alone. And you will know that God is helping you each moment to carry the cross you have. And you are going to find out that your cross has a purpose. And that for each cross, there is a resurrection. And I can share with you my personal experience. I have to tell you that I'm the same like all of you are here. And I live a normal life. I have my family. And I wasn't spared for the crosses or difficulties in life. I always wanted to live the messages of Our Lady, everything what God wanted from us. And since I was 10, I was giving testimonies. So just imagine for all these years how many testimonies I gave. And how many times I was standing on this very place giving the testimony. And then the moment comes in life when you start asking yourself, is it enough that I just give a testimony? Can I do anything more? Because I believe that each one of us can give more every day. And I also know that to be a Christian does not mean it's only to say I am a Christian. To get holiness only on Sundays. And everything stops over there. And then I was asking myself, can I do anything more? And through the cross which was given to me by God 6 years ago, and it really doesn't matter how heavy this cross was, I knew that my cross had a purpose. And 4 years ago I had resurrection. And God led me to Father Marinko, our parish priest. And who is really a great friend of all of us. And who finds time for each one of us always. And I wish that every parish in the world has the same parish priest as Father Marinko. I talked to him. And I told him that I would like to do something more. And I told him that I was filled with the testimonies. Because I want to transmit and share what I experienced. I cannot keep that for myself. Because that gift wasn't given just for me, but for the entire world. But at the same moment, I knew that I could give more. And then I asked him if I could do something for this parish. And he offered me a place here at the office. And Father Marinko asked me, and he said that he would like me to run this office for people in need. And then he said, the office for the poor. And then I realized, I understood that my heart, this was the answer what I was looking for. And that was the answer for the cross I was carrying. And that was my resurrection. And of course I accepted immediately. Because I understood. I can give testimony in this way. I can give testimony with my heart. But also I can give testimony with my deeds. And I started immediately. And we started in our parish. Maybe it's strange for you to imagine that there are poor people who live here in the parish. Unfortunately, there are poor people. And we are taking care of about 30 families here within the parish of Medjugorje. But you know, you had to start working. I didn't know how to start. How to reach those people. How to ask them what they needed. It is very easy to stop in front of their doors. But each one of us has the dignity. You Because all of these people are the same, we are.
И мы сейчас все еще дружим с ними.
And more time I spent with them, I understood that they have greater dignity than the rest of us. And I can recall pretty well when I entered the first door here in
Nijegorod.
And before I knocked at that door, I said, Lord, if this is your plan, if this is what you want to do, then be with me now. And when the door opened, what I saw, the smile. And then you are able to understand one thing. Those people do not feel much. Maybe they just need our smile. The shape of our hands, the hug, the warm word, a prayer you share with them. So that those people are able to feel love in that moment. And then you realize the first thing you have to give to those people is your love. So that they do not feel lonely anymore. That they feel loved. That they feel that somebody really cares about them. That there is someone to whom they can go always. That there is somebody always with them. But at the same time, the struggle started within myself. And then you start believing yourself. Then you ask yourself, where have you been all these years? Maybe before you recognize, see those people. And the struggle lasted till that moment when you understand one very important thing. You realize that you are not the one who is helping. But you learn that those people are truly helping you. And then you are able to see life and understand life a different way. And then you can give more thanks to God. But for the little things you have. Because I get a feeling that we learn to give thanks to God only for big, great things. And sometimes we ask even more. But we forgot to give thanks to God for little things we have. For instance, and I can tell you this in person. And you see, in my family, we have more meal every day, we eat together, we have bread on the table. And I can see that my children are happy. We talk, we laugh together. And then you are able to see the other side. And you see a family with 10 children where mother is crying because she is not able to provide the food for her children. Or you see another mother with 4 kids. 3 of them are sick. She does not have money to buy a medication. She has no money to take them to hospital. And 4 or 5 days ago, a mother came to me who has 3 children. She said, I'm forced to put them into the orphanage.
Thank you.
without her permission, I would not be able to do this. And then I asked myself how to continue. I cannot be on 100 different places at the same time. But you see, that's what I wanted to do. Then I prayed to God. Because our lady always says, pray and you will get all answers. And then the idea was brought in my heart to start volunteering. I wanted to get to bring closer a young person to these people. And you see, if you look at today's world, and especially the things which are offered to the young people, and then we see all sorts of things. So that some young people do not know the other reality. But this is what I wanted them to see. And I wanted to get young people from Medjugorje. And because I know that Medjugorje has received a lot, so we have to give more. And to be honest with you, I did not believe from the beginning. Because I did not have a clue how to work with young people. Because I'm too young myself too. But you see, they are way younger than me. And I was wondering how everything would look like. Could they come? But you see, when God wants something, when there is something in His plan, in 20 days, I had 50 volunteers from Medjugorje. Today, we are hundreds.
So,
imagine, 100 young people.
So,
young people who love life. Who live normal life. As any young person in the entire world. But the young man has a great heart. A great soul. And great desire to help to others. And what is helping us? But you see, for someone to become our volunteer, that person has to accept the first and the most important thing, and that is a prayer. Every Monday, here at the Adoration Chapel, we pray together. We sing together. We glorify God. And after that, we make program for the entire week. And each volunteer is obligated to work 2 hours in a week. 2 hours. This is nothing. So much time we spend in a pub having a coffee or in a coffee shop, just sitting. And you know that in 2 hours you can give a lot to someone who is in need. And for instance, today my volunteers, they became masons, they built, they became gardeners. So they started to evolve towards agriculture. They became like taxi drivers because they drive people to hospital. And they became babysitters. They visit the old people. And it's really beautiful to see this. To see a young person who desires to give himself for others. it has been a year now. We registered ourselves at the portal with the game association. So our name was the Office for the People in Need. But the name we have today is Mary's Hands. And whenever we come here to this place, and when I see this big image of Our Lady behind us, we can see the hands of Our Lady extended towards each one of us. Our Lady invites us all to come to her. She invites us all to bring us to Jesus. But we want to become extended hands of Our Lady. First of all, to have our hands extended over Jesus and Mary. But also to have our hands extended for every human being who is in need. So in this association, I received a great gift. 2 years ago, close to Medjugorje, on the garbage place, we found the family. And they were living on that garbage place. And we found this little toy cross too. And I can recall the first meeting I had with this boy. And when I held him in my arms, and when I saw his blonde, long hair, and the big eyes which were looking at me, and the boy was dirty, you cannot imagine. But you see, when I saw him, he was the most beautiful child in the world. I realized that same moment, God sent me this little angel. And I accepted him as my own child. And I can tell you today, I have 4 children. I brought them to Medjugorje. Mother was taken to institution for healing. Father vetted them immediately. And this boy spent 1 month with my family. And my wife received that gift and honor to give him the first bath in his life. To give him the first warm meal in his life. Because the boy ate everything what they found on the garbage place. And today, after all of this, the boy is with his mother now, who is a little bit better mentally. Father came back, and we rented them an apartment. And 3 times a week, this little boy visits me at my home. And why I'm telling you all of this? Only because of one reason. Because I do not want to hear the words thank you. Because we are to give a thank you to heaven. God knows everything. And you see, the greatest thanksgiving to me is to see this boy. Because the baby is happy, he smiles and laughs, he started talking, he goes to the kindergarten, and when he comes to my home, and when he runs towards you, when he gives you a hug and a kiss, that is the greatest thanksgiving you ever receive. and they go to the people, and when these people tell you, may God bless you. This is the greatest thanksgiving you can receive. And at the very end of this meeting, I'm going to tell you just one more thing. I can recall this homily which was given to us by one priest here in Metropolitan for us volunteers. He said, when you go and visit your brothers and sisters who are in need, you must remember one thing. You are the hands of our Lady. And those hands held baby Jesus. And the first thing you must carry and give to these people is Jesus. And he said one more thing. Do not let ever that people remember you because of the package or different kind of aid you brought to them. But they must remember you because of God's love you brought to their homes. And I'm inviting all of you. When you meet somebody who is poor, who is on the street, somebody who sleeps on the street, do not just walk by and do not just give a coin and walk by, but stop by that man and ask him how he's doing. Give him a hug. Sometimes I know it's going to be difficult, but we should recognize Jesus in every person we meet. And when we understand this, nothing will be difficult to us. And then we will be able to give a hug to that man, so that that man is able to feel our love. And your love will mean much more than a coin you gave to him. And we should ask ourselves, who created that man? Isn't the same God who created me? And isn't this person my brother in Christ? And maybe I can find myself in that situation. And then how I would feel if somebody came to me and act this way. And that's why I'm kindly asking all of you to pray for Mary's hands. That we all become extended hands. That we can work more. That we can help more. And the greatest help we can receive from all of you is your prayer. And I promise you, I promised you that we are going to pray for each one of you. And for all your intentions you brought here to Medjugorje. And let us stay united in prayer forever. And we are going to say together one Hail Mary for all your intentions. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Grazie mille.
Queen of peace.
Moris Amos. Hola.
Thank you. If you want, just before you leave, because these young people are doing really great job in the Jaborium, these are my colleagues who are standing over there in the net information, and of course, if you have any information, you are most welcome to be in the Jaborium. Thank you very much.